Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday to everyone. Today we are talking about being college bound. We will discuss an article that we found on the U.S. News Education website titled 10 Ways to Prepare Your Freshman Year of College by Travis Mitchell. So we was reading this article, and first off, we want to say that we know that the transition from high school to college is a huge step, especially if you're the first one going off to college or the last one going off to college for some of the parents. So,
susceptible to peer pressure.
Yes.
Makes it even worse.
Yes. So we just want to talk about just some of the ways that you can kind of prepare for your freshman year. One of the ways that the article discussed was reading as much as possible. To talk about that basically in high school you don't have to read as much as you do in college. College will require probably more extensive reading,
if you know what your major is too, you should start reading
before that.
Mm-hmm. For that.
Yeah. It's recommended that you read for your intended major and read for longer periods of time. And go back and understand what you're reading, the comprehension of what you're reading. One of the things that they talk about is actually being reading before you go to college, taking the time out during the summertime to start reading. Maybe
sure.
Yourself prepared.
Get yourself in that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start reading every night, leave the parties for the weekend.
Yeah. another good point the article discussed was growing your technical skill set. Get comfortable with technology. I know a lot of kids right now are doing Pokemon Go. That's not going to be helpful for you in college. There's a difference with playing your game and getting comfortable with typing. Get familiar with using Word, typing up articles. Get familiar with Microsoft Office, period.
Yeah, and PowerPoint.
Yeah,
those are real. Google Docs.
Mm-hmm.
Google has a whole array of stuff comparable to the Microsoft. Make sure you know how to use that or Dropbox. You know, find out how to use all this stuff because you're going to need it.
Yes. All of this stuff will be very useful when it comes to completing your projects, doing your homework. Your papers that you will write in college will no longer be a page or two pages. Some of them will require at least 3 to 5 pages. Some of them will even be 20, 10. It just depends on your professor.
Yeah, I've heard of 20 to 25 pages.
Yeah.
And then they want it uploaded into their Google Docs or their
they have a
Dropbox or something. They don't want you to print it, you know, so you better learn how to make sure that the grammar is correct and the punctuation is correct and how to use the proofreading on Word.
Yeah.
You guys need to know how to do that. Even when you go to work,
mm-hmm.
Excel is a huge one. If you know how to use Excel,
mm-hmm.
that's a big thing with a lot of employers, it's a spreadsheet. Exactly. And if you can use the formulas and all and set up different spreadsheets that way, that is a huge selling point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a chance, take a class.
Yeah. I know a lot of finance majors, they use Excel a lot for their spreadsheets and things of that nature.
I use Excel for most of our spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is polish your social and people skills. Those are those little fine things. It's called communication. A lot of people don't communicate. Most teenagers get on the telephone talk to someone, have common courtesy. College will push kids to develop those communication skills, have the ability to convey the ideas. If you are in high school, you possibly had the opportunity to be in, you know, some of the clubs that are going around, and you could, I think one of the, they have beta clubs and things like that going on in schools. So if you're not in college or going to be in college and you're still in high school, I'm going to urge you to at least get involved in some of the extracurricular groups, the clubs at school, and think that will help you with your communication, those soft skills that you will need while you're in college. And take those public speaking classes.
Public speaking is very, it's a very good class. I enjoyed mine.
Yeah, take a public speaking class.
And if you're getting ready to go to college to practice those communication skills, I strongly recommend that you talk to someone instead of texting them,
please.
But talk to them face-to-face instead of texting or, you know, just go speak to someone. Go sit down and talk to someone and get off the texting. This, you know, the text shortcut has been a huge failure, I think, for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know how to spell. They don't know how to verbally communicate their ideas. Go talk to someone.
Yes. Put yourself leadership and problem solving skills. Those are also going to be important. Those will be important even if you are trying to get into the workforce. Depending on your major, problem solving skills will be a key asset to a company. So brush up on those types of things. Don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to think. Don't be afraid to, you know, discuss your ideas with your professor or your group if y'all have to do group projects, things of that nature. I know in high school, I think they have been doing a lot more group projects, which I thought was actually pretty good because that gets them prepared.
Well, and you'll find in group projects, and they're doing it in high school, they're doing it in middle school too, but you have to learn to work in a group.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to communicate with your fellow members. And if somebody's not pulling their weight, you can't run to the teacher and say, hey, so-and-so's not doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to have to do it for them, you know.
It's got to get done one way or another.
Right.
Where the whole group suffers.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is embrace your time management tools. Right now, I know majority of everyone has a smartphone, whether it's iPhone or Android, however you want to have it. But everyone has a smartphone of some sort. Take advantage of the schedule, the calendar that's in your phone, that reminder. Set your schedule of when you need to be at certain places at certain times. If you schedule a meeting with your teacher, you need to put that reminder in your phone if you're not really good at keeping up with your time.
And be early.
Yes.
Always, if you're not early, you're late. In the movie business, if you're not early, you're late.
Right. Make sure you have a good balance of your school schedule, your academic versus your social. You don't want your social to outweigh your academic. So that means if you're going to go out and have a party or go out to a party, you need to make sure you can get up and go to class.
My moral of that story is don't go to a party the night before class.
That's what I remember growing up. That was one of my mom's rules. If you can party all night, you can go to school. I'm like, yeah.
But mom, I don't feel good. Well, that's just too bad.
College life is going to be completely different, so it's not like you have your mom and dad there to wake you up.
Unless
you're still living at home. Well, yeah, unless you're still living at home. But most parents, I think, will let their children live on campus just for them to have that experience of being out on their own, having that
responsibility.
Yeah,
one less mouth to feed in the house. This is to beat that mouth. But just keep in mind that you will be on your own. It is your responsibility to get to class. It is your responsibility to set your schedules and make sure that your schedule works with you. Another thing is the weight of getting a job your freshman year. So here's my opinion. It's really, really hard your freshman year because you don't know where all your classes are, you don't know how all your professors are gonna be, how your workload in your classes are going to be. So my suggestion is wait to get a job. Get comfortable with the school. Get comfortable with the classes. Get comfortable with your professors, your roommates, and all the other things that come with it, your meals and knowing where everything is before you go out and get a job. I've heard too many stories of students going to get a job. They don't live on campus, but they go and get a job. And then next thing you know, they're no longer in school. That's not the route that you would want to take.
Get the hang of your new life.
Get the hang of the new life before you do that. It's a big transition. It's something that you want to be able to manage before you start adding more stress to your life. So I would say test the water. See what your schedule and everything is going to be. College is expensive, and all of us parents do know this. So as parents, I would say to develop your child a budget. And if your child is not sticking to that budget, then we need to have discussions with the child.
I don't recommend giving them a credit card.
Here's one. Well, going off to college,
most of them are not responsible enough.
Well, it depends on the school. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know,
some credit cards you have a certain limit on them, like the one that Karan has. We set the amount of money we want him to be able to spend.
Mine have PayPal cards.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he carries his around, and he knows if you don't have no money on there, you don't do anything else until you
have them.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yep. But before you go out and get a job, please, 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 always, always, always talk to your parents, your family first, because that will not only affect you and your school, but that will also affect your family. Know how to stay safe on campus. So we were actually just discussing some of the ladies that are attending college. It is recommended from us to possibly get enrolled into a self-defense class. Take it with your parents. Take it with your mom, your dad, or whatnot. Learn how to defend yourself. Learn how to not put yourself in situations, in bad situations. Always walk with a person in a lit area, especially if you have night classes.
And carry your keys between your fingers.
Yes, always.
It's a good right jab, and you're good to go.
There's nowhere all the emergency posts are. That's something that you can go over with your parents on orientation day. Know where all those emergency posts are just in case you have to have a night class. You want to know, okay, if something was going on, there's an emergency post here. Always walk in lit areas. I can't stress that enough. Do not take shortcuts through no grass, sea woods, or no alleys. That's just more or less common sense stuff. Please practice using your common sense when you're out off at college.
Yeah, and the buddy system.
And the buddy system. Know your surroundings at all times. We want you to be as safe as possible on campus. And I know we were talking about self-defense for the ladies, but men, you can do the same thing. Get yourselves enrolled or involved in some type of self-defense courses. You're not going to be
looked at to be, you know, I know, I mean, what did they do? That macho thing that
Take a karate or jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or something.
Or kickboxing.
There you go.
There you go. I was going to do boxing, so. But get involved. Go to some cross-training courses. Keep yourself safe. Campus safety procedures. Know them. Learn them. Find out where all the folks are so you are always in a safe environment. One that was interesting in this article, I will say, and I will be honest and say, even when I was in college, I didn't do this, but it was an interesting point that it said to contact your professor before class starts to develop a strong relationship with your professor, and that can go a long way. That was my first time actually reading that.
We're not talking about brown nosing, though.
They were talking in reference to getting to know your professor, their office hours, will they tutor, those types of things as it relates to the course. Asking if there is any other...
I get a required reading list for the whole year.
Yes.
Maybe I can get a head start.
Anything that will help you grow in that course. But be respectful and mature in all your emails and communications. You don't want to, if you get a bad grade for whatever reason, you don't want to say any negative or post any negative comments or send any negative emails to that professor. That will affect you in the worst way possible.
For a very long time.
So always be respectful when you are communicating with the professor.
But that will not only be held against you with that professor. The stuff you post online can be seen. Once you post it, it can't be taken back.
Right.
So if people, potential employers in the future, see that you're posting negative stuff about someone or pictures of, you know, your party days, that can cost you jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be aware of what you're posting and, you know, who you're posting it about.
Right, right. So it will be looked at by all eyes.
Well, like I say, I thought that one was very interesting because I was like, I've never done that. Never thought to do that, actually. It was just one of those things that I think about. I got with my professor if I needed help, but outside of that, I didn't do it before classes.
Well, in my advanced classes, they always send you a list during the summer
of how to contact them and
if you need anything
and any, you know, required reading and
Another thing the article discussed is make the most of your orientation activities. And this one was actually pretty cool. During orientation, this is the time where you're going to get to know different people. You get to know who your roommate is. You'll find out who's all on your hall, if you're living on campus or in a campus apartment and things of that nature. Get involved in those activities, the orientation activities, because that is a great way to make yourself comfortable and make new friends. Have an outgoing personality and ask questions if you need to. Don't be afraid. The more outgoing you will be, not to say you're overly outgoing to the point of, you know, drawing too much attention, but being outgoing as far as being involved with that orientation activity will go a long way. Some of us are a little more difficult to be outgoing.
I was always very shy.
Yeah. So find the one person that's standing off by themselves.
Talk to them. Talk to just that one person, and it may open up a world you've just never seen before. But, you know, I know this is difficult. I always had a rough time with it.
Yeah.
I may not sound like it.
Right. Yeah. So try to make new friends. Make sure you have something in common with those new friends. And if you don't, maybe you will. And if you won't, then just
maybe broaden your horizon.
Yeah, you never know. Research ways to get involved. Every college, just as in high school, has different clubs. Some of them have sororities, some of them have fraternities, some of them have little book clubs, some of them have study groups, things of that nature. Find out who has what, when, where, and why.
That matches
your interest. And get involved if you have time. Don't let it
interfere.
Thank you. With your academic schedule. But if you have time, get involved with those things. So that is another way that you can kind of, you know, make yourself a little bit more relaxed and make new friends.
And I would be careful when you're joining a sorority or a fraternity, even though they are a wonderful organization for the most part. Do your research first.
Mm-hmm.
The school, now they may not tell you if there's been, you know, cases of whatever issued against that particular sorority or fraternity, but look online. Maybe somebody posted something. Maybe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ask around. Find out and make sure you're not getting yourself in a situation that you can't handle first.
Right.
But I'm not part of a sorority, but I do understand that they can be a lifelong friendship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They develop some sororities have. The sorority and fraternities, they develop a sisterhood or brotherhood, and it's sometimes it can be a really good thing for you, depending on what your interest is and what you're looking for. Get involved in sports if that's your thing. Music, band. There's nothing wrong with marching band. But there are sports teams, there is band, there is so many other things that you can get involved in. Like I said, there are book clubs that are on campus, there are study groups that are on campus. Just find something, do your research, and find something that is meaningful, some meaningful activity that will not interfere with your academics. No, academics are not always be your first priority. That is the most important thing in your life. That is your number one job. Mm-hmm.
I tell my kids in high school, school is your job.
Right.
You need to do well at it. You know, this is your main job. So
treat it as such.
Right. Know where to go for academic help. Now, I know when I was in college, there was a place in the library that we could go for academic help. I don't know where it may be on your campus, but find out.
Your professors usually know.
Yes. Find out. Ask your professors. Find out if there are students that are willing to help. There may be some upperclassmen that are willing to help. They'll help you write your essays, help you with projects. Don't pay someone to write your essay for you. Please don't do that. Because 9 times out of 10, it's the same essay that they don't work for somebody else. Yes, don't do that. Be very careful at having someone to do your work for you. Be very careful at some of the already essays that you find online. 9 times out of 10, they have been plagiarized as well. And turned in before. You don't want to be that student.
Again, this is your job.
This is not something you do in the workforce. Don't do it now.
Yes, talk to your teachers if you're having a difficult time in class. Take advantage of those office hours and use the library. Find out where you can go for your academic help. And the last thing that this article discussed is find more resources for college success. And that is basically finding out where, what is your intended major can take you. You want to be able to take your major, find out where your job will be landing, if there are any, what do they call it, that help you get a job, some of your colleges.
Oh, intern program.
Yes, thank you, intern program. Find out if they have those there, if you can get involved in it.
Well, and two, before you start college, if you know what your intended major is, some specific areas prefer certain colleges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to know that before you go spend, you know, 4 years at a college that a company you're wanting to go work for doesn't even recognize.
Right.
You know, and then a lot of them have scholarship programs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so,
yeah, you want to search for scholarships for your major. And if you don't want them, your parents do.
Yes, they do. Your parents will definitely want those. Find courses about building your resume. Find courses that are related to your intended major. Find out where you can go, even if you're not doing a paid internship. An unpaid internship will still help you.
It'll look great on your resume.
Yes.
So, and could turn into more.
Yes.
I've seen them turn into full-blown jobs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, this was actually a very interesting article that we found on the U.S. News Education website. So, we hope you have gathered some really good information about it. This was an article that was titled 10 Ways to Prepare Your Freshman Year of College by Travis Mitchell. In other stuff for Sisters for Society, and thank you for joining us today, by the way, anyone looking to help us with donations for our blessing bags, we're still in need of granola bars. We're still in need of water bottles, blankets, jackets, socks, any kind of personal items like lotions and shampoo and conditioner and soap, washcloth, trail mix. Yeah, I think hot hands, we're almost good on for this year, although we'll gladly accept them for next year. But chapstick, anything you can think of that the homeless could use, we take in donations. You can call one of us, we'll pick it up.
Bottles of water.
Yeah. We'll pick it up. If you're local, you know, here south of Atlanta, heck, if you're Atlanta, I go up there periodically, I'll be happy to pick it up. And also, but thank you for any help that you can give us.
Yes.
And just to let you know, we appreciate all of the support that we have been getting across the board from everyone. It has been an amazing, amazing, amazing journey and time right now. Continue to look for more things to come from us as we are continuing to grow.
Well, especially from Larson and Network.
The Women's Rock Group of Peachtree City, a huge shout out to them. They gave us a lot of great support, and she has been doing an awesome job. She did a networking event that was in honor of our charity, and they gave us a lot of things that we can use for the blessing bag. So we are so gratefully appreciative. So if you all enjoy your Sunday, enjoy the rest of your week, your month, and we will see you on August the 28th as we will talk about your summer vacation as a wrap-up. Have a happy, happy, happy Sunday
and a blessed rest of your summer.
And we'll see y'all soon.
Bye.